Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After Midnight.
Lena didn't believe him the first time he said it. She and Jesse had known each other for years, the kind of familiarity that made it easy to fall into something without thinking too hard about it. When they finally started dating, it didn't feel complicated or rushed. It felt like picking up a conversation that had already been going on for a long time, which was probably why she stayed on the phone with him that night longer than she normally would have, long enough for things to shift into something more serious. That was when Jesse told her. He didn't ease into it or try to soften it. He said it plainly, like it was something he had already accepted. When he slept, things happened. He didn't give it a name, didn't try to explain it beyond that. He just said people had told him he moved in his sleep, reacted to things that weren't there, and that sometimes he woke up with scratches he couldn't explain. Lena didn't take it seriously. It sounded like something pulled from a bad story, something that didn't belong in real life, and she treated it that way. She laughed it off, told him it was probably stress or bad dreams, and moved on. Jesse didn't argue. He didn't try to convince her. He just let it drop, like he had already learned not to push it. A few weeks later, he started staying over. At first, nothing about it felt unusual. They would stay up too late, talk until they ran out of things to say, and fall asleep without much thought. The first night it happened, Lena didn't even understand what she was seeing. She woke up to movement. Not the kind that came from someone turning over in their sleep, but something sharp and forceful, like Jesse's whole body had reacted to something at once. It pulled her out of sleep immediately. She sat up, still trying to get her bearings, and realized he wasn't just moving. He was fighting. Jesse's arms were tight against his sides, his hands clenched so hard his knuckles stood out even in the dark. His body jerked in short bursts like he was pushing against something she couldn't see. There was nothing else in the room, no sound, no second presence. She said his name, but he didn't respond. Lena leaned closer, unsure if she should try to wake him, and noticed his breathing. It was uneven, strained, like he was forcing it steady. It didn't look like sleep. Then just as suddenly as it started, it stopped. Jesse went still. His breathing leveled out, and within seconds it was like nothing had happened. He didn't wake up. He didn't react. Lena stayed awake the rest of the night. In the morning, she told him exactly what she had seen. Jesse didn't seem surprised. He listened, then rubbed his face like he had heard it before. He told her people had mentioned things like that before, that he moved in his sleep, reacted to things that weren't there. He admitted that sometimes he woke up sore, sometimes with scratches he couldn't explain, but he never remembered anything clearly. If anything, he seemed like he was avoiding it. Lena tried to make it fit into something normal, night terrors, a sleep disorder. There had to be an explanation that made sense, and she held on to that as tightly as she could. The next time it happened, she was ready. She stayed awake, watching him after he fell asleep. When it started again, it wasn't any easier to watch. His body reacted the same way, sudden and controlled, like he was pushing against something that wasn't there. This time, she didn't hesitate. She said his name louder and tried to wake him, but nothing changed. His eyes stayed closed. Whatever he was reacting to didn't let go. Felt like he was somewhere else. Afterward, when he went still again, Lena didn't sleep. The next morning, she pushed harder. She asked how long it had been happening, whether anyone had actually seen it, whether it had ever been bad enough that someone tried to do something about it. Jesse didn't have clear answers. He just said it had been going on for years, that people had noticed, but no one had ever known what to do. Then he mentioned his brother. Travis had seen enough to know something wasn't right. He had heard Jesse moving at night, had seen him wake up with marks, and had stopped questioning it because there was nothing to explain it. That was enough for Lena. She didn't need more explanation. A few days later, Travis came over. They kept things normal at first. They talked, joked around, didn't push the conversation in that direction. When it was time to sleep, Travis stretched out on the couch while Lena and Jesse went to bed. For a while, nothing happened. Then it did. It started the same way, sudden enough to wake Lena instantly. She turned toward Jesse, already knowing what she was going to see. His body was tense, moving in sharp bursts, like he was reacting to something just out of reach. Lena got out of bed and went into the living room. She shook Travis awake. He followed her back to the bedroom and stopped in the doorway when he saw what was happening. At first, he didn't say anything. He just watched, like he was trying to match it to something he already understood. Then something changed. At first, Lena thought it was her imagination, but as she leaned closer, she saw it clearly. Marks, thin lines forming across Jesse's chest, shallow at first, then deeper, like something was dragging across his skin. His breathing hitched, and a second later, blood followed. Travis saw it too. He didn't try to explain it. When it ended, when Jesse went still and the room went quiet again, neither of them moved for a moment. That was the point where everything changed. It didn't feel like night terrors anymore. It felt like something much bigger than that. At first, Lena thought there had to be a way to manage it. Not stop it completely, but understand it enough that it didn't feel so unpredictable. She started paying attention to everything she could think of. What time Jesse fell asleep, how late they stayed up, whether he seemed more restless on certain nights than others. She looked for anything that might explain why some nights passed quietly while others didn't. Something that would make it feel controlled instead of random. There wasn't a pattern. The quiet nights made everything worse in a different way. On those nights, Jesse slept normally, woke up without marks, and moved through the day like nothing was wrong. Made it easier to question what she had seen, easier to convince herself that maybe she had exaggerated it or filled in details that weren't really there. Then the next night would come, and it would start again without warning. Travis kept coming back. At first, it was because Lena asked him to, but after a while, it became something he didn't question. He would show up, stay late, and sleep on the couch, knowing he might be woken up in the middle of the night. He didn't try to explain what he saw anymore, and he didn't argue with it. He just watched when it happened and helped afterward, like that was the only role he could play. The marks didn't stay the same. At first, they had been scattered across Jesse's chest, shallow enough that Lena could almost convince herself there was another explanation. Over time, they changed. They appeared along his arms, across his shoulders, once along his side in a way that didn't look random at all. They formed slowly enough that she could see them happening, but not in a way she could understand or anticipate. It made it harder to pretend it wasn't real. One night stood out more than the others, not because it was louder or more violent, but because something about it shifted. Nothing about the evening had been different. They followed the same routine, talking until they ran out of things to say, letting the quiet settle in naturally. When Jesse fell asleep, Lena stayed awake, watching him, waiting for the moment it would start. When it did, something about it felt different. The movement was still there, but it wasn't as chaotic. It felt more controlled, more deliberate, like whatever was happening had direction now instead of just force. Jesse's hands clenched, his body tensing in short bursts that felt measured rather than random, and that change alone made it harder to ignore. Lena said his name, but he didn't respond. She reached toward him, then stopped, because for a moment she thought she heard something. It wasn't clear enough to call it a voice, but it was close. Something low, something that didn't belong to the quiet of the room. It wasn't coming from Jesse. His mouth hadn't moved, and his breathing was still caught in the same uneven rhythm. The sound came again, closer this time. Lena turned her head slightly, trying to place it. From the living room, she could hear Travis shift, not fully awake yet, but aware enough that something had changed. Then Jesse's body jerked sharply, and the moment broke. Whatever she thought she had heard was gone, replaced by the same pattern they had come to expect. Movement, strain, the slow appearance of marks along his skin. When it ended the same way it always did, suddenly and completely, leaving the room quiet in a way that didn't feel natural. They didn't talk about that night right away. Travis mentioned it a few days later, asking if she had heard anything, but he didn't push when she hesitated. It wasn't something either of them could explain, and saying it out loud didn't make it easier to deal with. If anything, it made it harder to ignore. After that, Lena stopped trying to wake Jesse. It hadn't worked before, and now it felt like interfering might make things worse. Instead, she stayed close, watching and waiting for it to end. Travis did the same, and over time, their reactions became quieter and more controlled, like they were adjusting to something they couldn't change. That was when the shift became harder to ignore. It wasn't just happening to Jesse anymore. It started to feel like something that was aware of them, not all the time, and not in a way Lena could prove, but in moments that stood out more than the rest. There were nights when Jesse would suddenly go still before the pattern had fully played out, like something had stopped short. Other nights, the movement would change direction, reacting in a way that didn't feel random. It made the room feel smaller, more contained, like whatever was there wasn't just passing through, it was staying. Jesse started to notice the difference, even if he couldn't remember the nights clearly. He would wake up exhausted in a way that didn't match how long he had slept, his body sore in places he couldn't explain, the marks still visible even after they had tried to clean them up. Eventually, he stopped asking about it. The conversations between them changed. They didn't talk about what it was. They talked around it, how often it happened, whether it seemed worse than before, whether there was anything they could do differently. It stayed focused on what they could measure because anything beyond that felt like something they weren't ready to face. The silence around it grew heavier. The last few weeks felt different. Not calmer, just more certain. The pattern didn't change, but the way it fit into everything else did. It stopped feeling temporary and started to feel like something that had settled in, something that wasn't going to leave on its own. Jesse was the one who ended it. He didn't make it into a big moment. He just said it would probably be better if he stopped staying over for a while, like it was a practical decision, something small that might help. Lena understood what he meant without him having to explain it. They didn't argue, because by then, they both knew the same thing. Whatever was happening wasn't going away, and staying together wasn't helping. The last night he stayed felt the same as all the others. There was no escalation, no final moment that made it clearer than it already was. It happened the way it always did, starting without warning and ending just as suddenly. When it was over, they cleaned him up, stayed quiet, and waited for morning. Nothing about it felt like an ending, but it was. The next day, Jesse left, and just like that, it stopped. There were no more nights like that, no more waking up to movement, no more marks appearing out of nowhere. The silence that followed should have felt like relief. For a while, it did. But it didn't take long for something else to settle in. Because the absence of it didn't feel like something that had been resolved. It felt like something that had been interrupted. And that was harder to ignore. At first, the quiet felt like relief. Lena slept through the night without waking, without that sudden jolt of movement pulling her out of sleep. There were no sounds, no tension in the room, no sense that something was about to happen. For the first time in months, she could fall asleep without bracing herself for what might come next, and for a while that was enough. Jesse stayed gone. They didn't cut things off completely, but the distance between them held. They talked occasionally, kept things light, and avoided the parts of the conversation that mattered most. He didn't come over, and she didn't ask him to. Whatever had been happening, it had stopped when he left, and neither of them wanted to test that. For a while, it felt like that had been the answer. Then small things started to change. At first, it was subtle and easy to ignore, a shift in the room when she was alone, a feeling she couldn't quite place, like something had moved just out of sight. She told herself it was leftover from everything that had happened, something her mind was holding on to longer than it should have. And that explanation worked well enough to keep her from looking at it too closely. The first time she saw it, it wasn't at night. It was late afternoon, the house quiet in the way it always was when no one else had been there. She was moving through her usual routine when something made her stop in the hallway. A feeling that didn't come with an explanation, but was strong enough to hold her in place. At the far end, just at the edge of the light, something was there. It wasn't fully formed or clearly defined, but it was enough to register as separate from the space around it, darker than it should have been, standing where nothing had been a second before. Lena didn't move, and for a moment, neither did it. Then it was gone. The hallway looked exactly the way it should have, empty and still, like nothing had ever been there at all. She told herself she had imagined it, that it was her mind catching up to everything she had been through, filling in gaps where there weren't any. That explanation held longer than it should have, mostly because it was the easiest one to accept. But it didn't feel right. The feeling didn't go away. It showed up in small ways at first, moments that didn't line up with anything she could explain, a sense that she wasn't alone when she knew she should have been, the awareness of something just outside her line of sight that never stayed long enough to be clearly seen. It didn't happen every day, and it didn't follow any kind of pattern, but it didn't stop either. The second time she saw it, it was clearer. She had just gotten home, the house quiet, and turned into the hallway without thinking about it. It was there again, closer this time. Not at the far end, but halfway down, standing just outside the reach of the light. It still wasn't fully defined, but it was more solid than before, enough that she could see the outline of it and understand what she was looking at without second-guessing herself. Lena stopped, her first instinct to step back, but something about it held her in place. It wasn't fear, not yet, but the same sense she had felt before. That this wasn't random, that it wasn't something she could ignore. For a moment, it didn't move. Then it shifted slightly, just enough to change its position, enough that the outline became clearer for a second before fading again. And then it was gone. That was when she called Jesse. She didn't ease into it or try to soften what she was saying. She told him exactly what had happened, exactly what she had seen, and for the first time since everything had ended, there was no distance between what she had experienced and what she was willing to say out loud. Jesse didn't respond right away, and when he did, it wasn't with confusion. It was recognition. He asked her where she had seen it, how close it had been, what it looked like. The questions came too quickly, too specifically, like he already had an answer he was trying not to say. Then he told her something he hadn't said before, that there had been times before they started dating when he thought he had seen something like that. Not clearly and not often, but enough that it had stayed with him. He had ignored it the same way she had tried to. That didn't make it easier. If anything, it made it worse. Over the next few weeks, it didn't go away. The moments became more frequent and more defined. She didn't always see it clearly, but she felt it more often. That same presence just outside of where she could focus on it, something that never fully came into view but also never completely disappeared. It began to feel consistent, not predictable, but present. She stopped telling herself it was in her head because there were too many moments that felt exactly the same, too consistent to be random. It didn't behave like something imagined. It behaved like something that was there. That was when she understood what had been bothering her. It wasn't just that it hadn't gone away. It was that it hadn't needed Jesse to come back. The nights had stopped when he left, but this hadn't. Whatever had been happening before, whatever they had been dealing with when he was there, it hadn't been contained to him. It hadn't followed him out the door. It had stayed with her. That realization didn't come all at once. It settled in slowly, piece by piece, until there wasn't a way to explain it any other way. The pattern hadn't ended. It had shifted. One night, she stood in the hallway again, the house quiet in that same familiar way. She didn't move right away. She just stood there, looking down the length of it, waiting. It didn't take long. At the far end, just at the edge of the light, it appeared again, clearer than before. It still wasn't fully defined, still more shadow than shape, but enough that she could see the outline without questioning it. It didn't move or react. It simply remained there, as if it had always been part of the space. Lena didn't step back. She didn't call out. She just stood there, watching it the same way it seemed to be, watching her. And for the first time, she didn't try to explain it away or tell herself it was something else. She didn't look away. After a moment, it was gone again, leaving the hallway empty and the house quiet, everything exactly the way it should have been. Except it wasn't. Because now she understood something she hadn't before. It had never needed Jesse to be there. And whatever it was waiting for, it wasn't him.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.